Moncrief on News Talk.
Here's a question you've probably never considered. Do cows like jazz? Some people contend they do. Charles Goadsby is a dairy farmer who's been playing music to his herd for quite some time. Good afternoon, Charles.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So you've like a really fancy milking setup where basically robots do it. Is that correct?
It is. Well, we use two systems. So we've got the traditional system where the cows are brought into the parlour and somebody puts the units on them twice a day. But we also use a robotic system where the cows have access to the robot and they choose when and how often they visit it and effectively milk themselves.
Okay, that's cool. And so was it because the second system was a bit noisy that you decided to introduce music?
Yeah, well, that was the whole idea. So when we first put it in, there were a lot of strange sounds. There was a change to the environment for them. And we just wanted to drown out the background noise and give continuity. And this was around about 10 years ago. And at the time, there was a few pieces in the media then saying that cows like classical music. So that's how it all started. We thought, why not just give it a go? So we put a classical radio station on in the background and it's just evolved ever from then.
Okay. And describe to us how it's evolved. Did you find they had particular tastes?
No, not at all. I think it was more on my taste of the music and whoever's working in the sheds at the time. So we've just got a standard pop radio station on at the minute. But I think so. Yeah, there's a lot going on thanks to TikTok and a trend where people are playing jazz music to the cows and making out that the cows love jazz music because they're playing it in a field and the cows are coming over. But I think it's more of a case of cows are just nosy. So as long as you're not startling them and scaring them off, if you're creating a bit of a scene like that, they are going to wander over and they're going to have a look and see what's going on.
Ah, so the cows are just going, what the hell's that racket over there? And they've just come over to
yeah,
see
absolutely.
What it is. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. And but say the difference. You were originally playing classical music for them and now it's, as you say, it's pop music. Was there a reason why you changed that? Is, you know, the kind of, I suppose, the texture of the sounds, does that make any difference in terms of calming them?
I don't think so, not really. It was more on our personal preference of what we wanted to listen to when we were in there. I mean, we spoke up louder than the cows, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think it's just continuity that cows like. They don't like changes. So I think if we carried on with classical, that'd be great. I think if you were, say, playing classical music, then suddenly put in a bit of heavy metal, that might startle the cows and they won't like it and they would react in the short term, but as they got used to it, they'd be absolutely fine with it.
Okay. Does that mean then you need music at all? If it was a human voice and they get used to that human voice, would that probably have the same effect?
Absolutely, it would do. So going back to the robotic system, we see there the cows will all be lying down in the shed. When it finishes milking a cow, it gives off a hissing sound and the milk pump kicks in to pump the milk away into the tank. And they obviously respond to that because as that happens, you'll see all of a sudden see the next cow stand up out of a bed, get up and wander over across to the robot.
Ha! That's ingenious. And so in terms of the total size of your herd, what proportion are in the kind of self-service part of it now?
So we milk about 350. At the minute, we've only got 50 in the self-service, as you want to call it, the robotic system, but we're actually looking at putting another two robots in right now. So that'll take it up to around about 50-50.
Yeah. And if the in the robotic system, how often, because obviously the cows are, you know, the cow starts to feel a bit of discomfort in the udder and then wants to be milked. Do they do that as regularly as you would do it if you were doing it in the old-fashioned way?
More so.
Ah.
So we're milking twice a day. On average, across the whole herd in the robotic system, we're getting around about 3.1 milkings. But that's when cows are in the peak of their lactation. They'll be going through 5-6 times a day. And you do get some cows that when they know that they seem to sense when they know that they're able to go back in, and they will keep trying and trying until it does allow them back in. Because if they go in too soon, it will just let them straight back out again. It won't milk them.
Yeah. Gosh, does this work in your experience? I know you're a dairy farmer, so I don't know if you've got chickens or anything like that. I wonder, does it work on other animals too?
Well, so about a week ago, BBC TV and radio tried a little experiment over here. where they went out to a local farm and they invited me along, but I was too busy to make it, where they played, they got a jazz band to play in a field of cows. And they asked me to do a video response to it, because actually what happened, which they didn't fully show on the TV, to be honest, but as soon as they started playing the jazz music, the cows ran away straight through a hole in their hedge and into the next field. I think just because it was something, there was such a lot of people there filming a lot of different things, and it did spook them. So I went to one of my field of sheep. I took a large radio with me and I played the Beach Boys, Barbara Ran. And it's brilliant, because as soon as the sheep heard it, they came running straight over to me. They were drawn, well, I'd like to say they were drawn to the music. I think they were actually drawn to me because I was there and they thought I was bringing them a bit of food.
Right. Okay. That's interesting, though, because I saw this on social media, or one post on social media, so it must be true. Someone who has chickens who said that they played me to the chickens, and apparently, you know, the chickens love it.
Yeah, I just think anything that stimulates. So a lot of the things that we do in all livestock farming now, we have to treat animals as sentient beings and treat them as positively as we can.
Yeah.
And there are benefits to that. So, I mean, going back to the radios and using music, even in our non-robotic system, we will use a radio. And it's nice for the people that are in there doing the work and milking to listen to. But actually, it's very similar to the theory of the Pavlov dog, if you've ever come across that experiment.
Of course, yes.
So the cows hear the music come on first thing in the morning or first thing before milking, and that stimulates them. It relaxes them, but it stimulates the production of the natural hormone oxytocin, which then helps the release of the milk, the letdown of the milk, and the speed of the milk flow.
Charles, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was fascinating, actually. That was Charles Goadby there, a dairy farmer in the UK.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.